Chapter 98, desirability of adopting different routes for going and returning from the Eid Salah and other acts of obedience. And Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala kana nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha kana yawm al-eid qala fi al-tariq wa al-bukhari qala qala fi al-tariq yani dhahaba fi tariq wa raja'a fi tariq akhar. Hadha Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that when it was the day of Eid, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam will adopt different routes for going and returning. In other words, he would like to take one route for going and another route when returning. As the Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates, when it was the day of Eid, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will adopt different routes for going and returning. Bukhari. In other words, he will take one route for going and another route when returning. So the ulamas, they give some reasons for that. One is obviously, the more places you do dhikr on and you remember Allah, then it's going to give evidence in your favor. And obviously in the dhikr, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ilaha alhamd. Zikr on Eid day we do. Then, or any type of zikr, salawat, Quran, tilawat, whatever zikr you do, it will give evidence for you, like your hands, your tongues, your feet will give evidence for you or against you. The earth will also. Another reason is that on Eid day, everybody would love to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So children, the women folk who could not make it to the Eid, salah, Eidgah, then they could also meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everybody's house, you know, although children, everybody, salam alaikum ya Rasulullah, salam alaikum ya Rasulullah, some more salams. And there could be some other reasons too. So this is a sunnah. Yesterday's narration that we read here, and here, Ajil, at the ending, the words, waqtirul fi sitma. Thumma ar-dini bi, supposed to be, it says, thumma raddini bi, raddini bi. I checked the words of Salihin in Arabic that we have, and it's ar-dini. Then I checked in Sahih al-Bukhari, it's ar-dini. So it says raddini here. I don't remember that narration, Raddini, because that's the way I learned it, Ardini. So I checked it yesterday. In the original, it's Ardini, and even in the Riyadh al-Salihin in Arabic, it's Ardini. I don't know if it's a misprint, or if there's a narration with Thumma Raddini Bihi, the last word. Wasrifu anni, fasrifu anni, wasrifni anhu, waqdur li al-khair haitha kana, Thumma Ardini Bihi. That's the narration that we've learned, and that's the Sahih narration, the Bukhari Sharif, I checked it too. And it says, Thumma Raddini Bihi. I haven't come across a narration with Thumma Raddini Bihi.